Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. And with me today, I have Bob Dr. Mac Levitis. How are you, Bob?
I'm excellent.
That's awesome. And also Adam Christensen. And Adam, I don't mention often enough that you have an amazingly awesome podcast in the MacCast.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. If you're not listening to that, take a little bit of time out of your day and add that to your list too. You'll be glad you did. And hey, we have a sponsor this week. And our sponsor is Harry's, the razor blade company. And I'm pretty stoked that they are one of our sponsors, because I am so picky about my shaves. And I know there are sometimes when you see photos of me and you're like, there's no way he's picky. Trust me, I am. And I love that Harry's makes incredibly good blades. Like, they wanted to have the best blades they could get. So they went out and bought a place in Germany that makes razor blades. So they make their own blades now, and it shows. They hold up so much better than store-bought blades. And bonus, they cost so much less than store-bought blades. I just can't stand going to a drugstore or a grocery store or wherever and buying blades off the shelf. It feels like I'm being robbed, but not with Harry's. I love the quality. I love the price. Also, I love the fact that that as a business, they like to support other businesses. So they do this thing where they take 1% of their sales and 1% of their time and donate it back to organizations that help people get prepared to go into the business world. And I think that's just really cool. So we get a good shave, and then some other people out there get a leg up as they're moving into the business world. I think that's really cool. So their prices are awesome. You can get their whole starter kit, which includes blades, a really nice handle, and shaving cream or gel, and all in a nice little package. Oh, also this really great little cover that goes over the blade heads, so you can throw it in your travel kit and nothing's going to get torn up. All of that for $15. But since Harry's loves us so much, they gave us the discount code TDO. So if you guys go to their website, harrys.com, harrys.com, and pick out your starter kit. I'm using the Truman. I really like that one. $15. Use that code, and you're going to get the whole kit for $10, which is absolutely awesome. So you can't even get blades for $10, let alone a whole kit. And it's awesome stuff. So head to their website, harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO. Get yourself your starter kit for $10, and you'll have a better shave. You'll be letting them know that that you support us and you support them, which is really great. And it'll be a better world. So, hey, thank you, Harry's, for being our sponsor. All right. I bet you guys know exactly what I want to talk about first today.
And I can guess.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe guess. And for those of you that are like, I don't know, it's iPods. Apple refreshed the iPod Touch this morning, so we now have the sixth generation iPod Touch. The previous iPod, the fifth generation model, that's been pretty much the same thing for, what, almost 2 years now? Does that sound about right?
Seems like, probably. Feels like longer.
It feels like a lot longer, yes. So the new iPod Touch, I described it as basically being an iPhone 6 without the phone. It doesn't have the iPhone 6 screen size. It's still the smaller screen size, but it has the A8 process. Is that right? Is it the
A8? Yeah.
Yeah, the A8
that was
processor.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thought they were going to put the A7 in there.
Nope, it's the A8. It has the M8 motion coprocessor for fitness tracking. It has the same cameras. Or the same rear-facing camera as the iPhone 6. It has an improved sensor on the front-facing camera. It can now do the burst mode and slow motion modes that it couldn't do before. It has 802.11 AC Wi-Fi now, and comes in new colors. So the blue is now a darker blue. The pink is a darker pink. And you can get a gold model now. The silver, the space gray, those colors are still available. And I forgot the other colors that they have. But anyhow, so you get the wide range of colors. Two of the colors have been improved, I think, and then they added gold. Mm-hmm. And also, 128 gig option, which is pretty cool. So you have 16, 32, 64, and 128 gig for storage options on the new iPod now.
Yeah.
And
so go ahead. Get through which colors you mentioned. So it's the space gray and the silver are the other two, along with the three new ones, right?
All right, so I did rattle off all the colors.
Yeah, you got them all, I think.
Awesome. So I'm curious, what do you guys think of the new iPod Touch?
I think it's a great update. I mean, I think it's a long overdue update. I think the 128 is really important for a lot of folks, especially considering that they had discontinued the Classic.
Classic, right.
Right, yeah. It's still not going to be enough storage for some people. The pricing, I've always had kind of mixed emotions about the iPod Touch because of the iPhone, right? But I have to recognize it fits a segment of the market that's not me, right? And that's people that want a full-featured device that's not a phone.
Right.
But can do everything else.
And it's very capable at those things now.
Yeah, now. It was certainly lagging behind, the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus now. But with this update, they certainly have brought, I think, almost all the specs in line.
Yeah, almost across the board. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I every time Apple updates the iPod Touch, I look at it and think, oh, I want to get one.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't figure out exactly why I need one. I just know I want one. But... yeah, I already have an iPhone 6. I have an iPad mini. I have an iPad Air. Why exactly would I need an iPod Touch? So I don't buy one. But every time one comes out, just like today, I look at them and I'm like, I want to get that.
My kids kind of want one. And it's interesting because, my daughter got my hand-me-down iPhone. I think she has the iPhone 5 now. And the problem... Oh, no, actually... they want to get them because they have iPads, but they got the lower sized iPads. I was going to say it was the iPhone, but I think my daughter's okay now with the iPhone. But the other one is the iPad. So they have the 16 gig models, and they're running out of storage. So they have expressed interest in maybe upgrading to an iPod Touch and getting more storage and mainly because they want it for videos and music.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's more about the media, and they figure they can sort of segregate, so they can keep the iPad as sort of their little gaming platform with the larger screen, and then I don't know why they don't care about larger screen on movies. I'm going to have to dig in on that, but I think it's about portability. For being in the back of the car for long car rides, they can just have their iPod and their music and their movies. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm assuming just based on the way I've seen kids watching television and movies, mm-hmm. that the screen size isn't as big a deal for them as it is for us. I mean,
right.
We grew up, when you saw a movie, for the most part, you went to a big screen. And so we were taught that, in this case, size matters.
Right.
And I think for them, the size is pretty much irrelevant. It's more about convenience and portability.
Yeah, and the thing with the iPod 2 is the cameras, right? So right. If they don't have an iPhone, the iPad, I don't remember if the mini is up to spec with the iPod Touch or how that compares, but just the portability of having that thing in your pocket and you can pull it out and use the camera, versus having to carry an iPad around, which is much larger, and the kids like to take the photos and stuff like that too. So There's some appeal to that market, I think. Like I said, it's for those people who don't need or want an iPhone. But want a lot of the functionality of an iPhone in a pocketable device. So,
yeah, there you go. Hey, also the iPod Nano and iPod Shuffle were updated today.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda. If you want to consider
fresh paint job,
Yeah, matching the color scheme for the iPod Touch. If you want to consider that an update, then there you go. Otherwise, they really aren't changed at all. And by really aren't changed, I mean truly are not changed at all. There are no spec changes to the iPod Nano or iPod Shuffle. So I find that really fascinating, because this would have been a perfect opportunity for Apple to add Apple Music support to the Shuffle and the Nano, but they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, completely baffled by that.
Is it possible that the little iPods are going to go away at some point?
Well, everything's going to go away at some point, but I think...
No, but I think those guys might be, what do you call it, on the death watch list?
I don't know. I mean, they're at a really good price point, and they do sell. I mean, they sell well enough that Apple has nice displays in their stores for the Shuffle and the Nano.
That's so that people who aren't looking at watches, which is pretty much all of the people in the store, have something to look at.
Sure, but they could...
I'm kidding.
Well...
No, I love my watch.
Yes. And, so you guys started doing some digging into the DRM to see if you could figure out if this was something very different, and what you found is that we really can't find any differences, at least on the surface.
On the surface, yeah. I mean, the file names. So when you, what this issue is if you get Apple Music now, right? You can save tracks for offline listening, which means downloading them to your device, you know, to iTunes. Well, you can't sync them over to your iPod. You just get a big error message that says this, you know, Apple Music files aren't supported on iPods. If it's a Shuffle or a Nano or even a Touch, I guess, if it's not a fifth generation.
Yeah, fourth generation and earlier doesn't work.
Yeah, you have to be able to run iOS 8. So there's something in the software in iOS 8, and the iPods, for people who don't know, you know, they run their own operating system. I think it's just, I don't know if it's internally referred to as iPod OS, but I think that's what I've always called it.
That's what I've always called it. Yeah. Therefore, it's now the official name.
iPod OS. But so what's interesting is when you download the tracks, you know, they show up as .m4p files, which is the same thing that the old, same extension that was given to the old FairPlay DRM files, you know, that we had before Apple opened up DRM.
Right. And for those of you that are relatively new to the Apple music world, meaning their whole music world, not just the new service, mm-hmm. FairPlay is that the copy protection technology that Apple was building into every track they sold up until the point they were able to swing the deals where they could just take it out completely.
Right, right. And so internally, when you look at them, even in iTunes, and I think I'm on the latest version, iTunes 12.2.1, even if you go in and you select those tracks and you do a file get info and you go, you know, to the file section, so the only difference is under the kind, it's listed as an Apple Music AAC audio file versus, you know, if you look at those old protected tracks, I think they're simply listed as Apple protected AAC or something like that. It still lists a FairPlay version number, FairPlay version 2, which was also the last version of FairPlay that was under Apple protected AAC files. So the dot extension is the same. The... apparently, according to iTunes, the FairPlay version is the same, and that FairPlay version 2 does run on the old iPods. So I can't figure out, you know, what is the difference. You know, there's got to be a bit in the software that says, okay, we don't recognize these things, which to me holds hope that there should be, Apple should be able to do an update to the iPod OS and make these tracks work. And I don't know if it's a licensing deal that's preventing that, or it's just they haven't got around to it yet. You know, really, that's where my confusion comes into play. And I wish we could get word from Apple, or, you know, that someone would sort of dig in and figure this out.
Yeah, so far, Apple is being quiet, which is no surprise. It's, to a degree, Apple's way still. But yeah, I'm hoping this is a software update that they can do, because it seems really odd that we wouldn't be able to put Apple Music onto an iPod Touch or an iPod, or excuse me, an iPod Shuffle or an iPod Nano.
You know, or it's just the thing like Bob, you were alluding to, you know, maybe they don't care anymore. Maybe this is like, you know, the swan song for the iPods and they're just going to sort of hang around for years like the classic did until Apple decides TV. To phase them out. Well, I think Apple's still active on the Apple TV. I think that's still part of their business. iPod sales have been declining for a long, long time. I think they're still an important part of the lineup because I think there's people who like a smaller device with just music for working out. Now, Apple might want to argue, well, then get an Apple Watch because you can put 2 gigs of music on that. So it's basically a shuffle on your wrist.
But that's a $400 shuffle. Come on. Yeah.
But that's never stopped Apple in the past either, right? Like, they don't really get hung up on price. They just say, this is the thing we have now for that. You know, and you get the advantages of some of the health stuff in there and heart rate monitoring. So, you know, it wouldn't be beyond them, I don't think, to say that to their customers. Customers aren't going to like it. And I think it's, you know, not a great way to go, but there's precedence for that.
Yes, so, there is.
And then there's the Nano in there. I'm not really sure how that fits into the whole mix for them either. I think it's one of those things that people who want a workout device that's small and affordable that can play music and has a screen, well, here's a solution for you. And, you know, again, beyond that, maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't care that it needs to be integrated with Apple Music. It's just sort of, here's what it is, take it or leave it. And, you know, we're
or
not really worried
about it. Or maybe
it's
more complicated than that. And by Christmas, we're going to get little iPods that work with your Apple Music because that would re-energize the, you know, Nano and Shuffle lines if, you know, they worked with your music offline and online.
I've always been confused. The most confusing thing for me about it is, you know, they made a big deal about Apple Music. They've always made a big deal about their commitment to music. And then they've sort of left these little devices and these consumers out of the game.
Well, right? I think the writing's been on the wall for a while. Last year, they didn't even mention iPods at the traditional rollout, you know, when you usually hear about the new iPod models. They didn't even say a word. And for a holiday season to go by with no new iPods, you got to figure it's not a priority for Apple anymore.
Well, are the Nano and Shuffle at a point where there really aren't other things that you can do to them to mix them up, change them up, but improve them? I mean, have they hit the point where they just are what they are?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, especially the Shuffle. It's like, what more can you do with it? It's a little thing with no screen that plays music, and I think it's, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Plus, part of the reason that thing even exists is so that there's a real cheap entry point for people who don't care about having a screen. And they just want something they can plug headphones into and have music. And they're pretty indestructible.
Yep.
Mine went through the washing machine. And it still works.
Wow. Yeah. And only $49.
Yeah, $50. I think Apple probably will keep something like that just to bring in the youngest of their customers and, you know, get them started on the Apple diet.
Yeah. I mean, and they only have one size of each. I mean, you get 2 gigs on the Shuffle or 16 gigs on the Nano, and that's it.
Yeah, I think the Nano may be not long for the world because it really, I don't see where
it doesn't have much of a place.
But its places, yeah. I guess it's the last of the music players with a screen.
No, well, you have the Touch, right, which is only $50 more for the same size.
Yeah, I think I think pretty much the Nano is going to have to go away. Just doesn't make sense.
Storage size, obviously not physical size. Yeah,
but it doesn't make sense anymore. If that's only a $50 difference, it's like, yeah, okay, maybe it's a little smaller and fits into smaller pockets, but the Touch isn't that much bigger and it's really thin.
And it can do so much more.
Well, so it's an iPhone without a phone.
Plus, it supports Apple Music.
Yes, now it does. I think I may have to get one of those because I keep an iPod Touch in my alarm clock.
Oh. Bob, you're being an enabler. You're coming up with ways for me to justify buying an iPod Touch.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I have a fifth generation iPod Touch, and really, I haven't changed the song that plays when I wake up in 5 years. So I don't know that I need the new one. But I'm thinking, oh, well, there's a good excuse to buy one. because I like new toys.
Yeah, you guys got me now thinking, like, why does the Nano exist? I get the Shuffle being there as the, you know, the clip-on workout thing that I can throw some music on, but, you know, yeah, the Nano doesn't have much of a place. Maybe some of the listeners can.
You read my mind. Us in. I was They'll about to ask our listeners why.
If you're a fan of the Nano, write us and tell us why.
Yes, I
you want to know.
We're very curious. You can shoot a message to me on Twitter at TMO Daily. You can shoot an email over to observations@macobserver.com, or you can leave comments in the show notes. Any of those ways will work just fine for me. And I really am curious, you know, are you using a Nano and why? Also, I want to know what you think about Apple not including DRM support for Apple Music on the new Nano and the new Shuffle. So let me know. And we're out of time.
Yep.
So
why does that happen every day?
Well, the problem is I haven't figured out how to work around linear time. Once I get that done, we can have really long shows that take no time at all. And then we'll have like the most awesome podcast ever. So in the meantime, I'll just have to keep cutting us off in the middle of interesting conversations. So Bob, thank you for being here today.
Always a pleasure.
Adam, thank you for taking time out of your day and joining me too.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And Harry's, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO and get your starter shaving kit for $10. And shave yourself up. Look as beautiful as I do. And listeners, thank you for joining us today. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.